Love Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Yo, this is your boy Peter P. I want to thank you guys for tuning in right now. Love the Grand Raiders versus the Odessa Vikings. 8 and 9 year olds. Love the Grand Raiders got the red and black. Black pants, red top. Vikings got purple pants and white tie. Purple people either. That's what we call them back in the D.A.Y. That means back in the day. Say thank you for tuning in. I am your boy, Peter T. Government name is Peter Richardson. Do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. Right now, both teams just ran out to that same music. We got the Love the Red Raiders. Oh, we are live at Estacado High School, home of the Matadors.
Right.
Home of the Matadors. Love the Red Raiders are on the east side of the field. The Vikings are on the west side of the field. As we're speaking right now, the black team, also Odessa, as well as the group before this one. So now it's the 8 and 9 year olds. They got the 8 and 9 year olds that could go. I've seen a few little people running on Facebook. I was like, is that kid 8? They didn't get his first ticket. Nah, just glad I had this one. Yeah, but we got about 6 minutes. That clock say 6 minutes on it?
Yeah.
We got about 6 minutes to kick off. It's a lovely Grand Raiders first home game. So we got 6 minutes until we get ready to G-O.
Till we get ready to G-O.
You can also get at me on my Snapchat. My Snapchat is TDP05. So it's my Instagram. And as well as my Twitter. It's all TDP05. If you're looking to catch the grown-up Red Raiders, the Tech Red Raiders will be playing tonight at Arizona State. I believe it comes on around 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Central Time is usually my bedtime. It's hard for me to stay up past 8:30 nowadays. But yeah, that will be broadcasted on Fox Sports FS1. Don't know if you see it on FS1. Cliff Kingsbury and those guys look pretty good versus week one versus the SFA. And I'll be looking, but you know, SFA, I'll be like, oh, that was SFA, that was SFA. But hey, but you want to know what? That's why you play the game. Because you never, everybody has their day. No one's perfect. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it looks like it's another Red Raiders. This is with the Raiders. Oh, it's on. Well, I remember the Little League days, man. Well, let me give a shout out to the tackle. First, it was called the Brown. Sorry, team in the league. Coach came up to me asking me, are you a man or a mouse? And what's the little boy going to say? I'm a man. He said, yeah, that's right. If you're a man, you'll play for the Brown. I was like, okay, I'll come play for y'all. I'll come to find out they ain't won a game in 5 years. I was like, nah, come on now. But you know what? I stay loyal to that team. And then we end up changing our name. Yeah. All right. Appreciate that. Oh, man. Yeah. Those ain't nothing to play with. Oh, not nothing to play with. Ooh-wee. Oh, yeah. Sure, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. You said you don't run the score, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, make sure. Y'all don't know nothing about the score, boy.
I got it.
All right, now it looks like we got the captains lining up. We got number 98, number 79, number 54, number 36 for the Lubbock Red Raiders. Number 98 looks like he's getting the crowd pumped up already. He's like, come on, y'all. Come on. I could have sworn he was just hitting the dougie over there a while ago, too. But, yo, now we're just waiting on the Odessa Vikings captain. We have the referees out there consulting with the head coach. and looking to get things on the way on the WAY.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, well, I was talking about my little baby team. Yeah, man, they asked me if I was a man off mouth, man. Hey. Eggy was the thing. I found out he was on one of the best teams in Muskogee, Oklahoma, too. 1986 Muskogee, rough. Man, I've been seeing some stuff on Facebook. Now, let me give a shout out to Eggy, man. Eggy, we didn't know who we was playing with like a legend back in the day, man. We didn't understand that. We were just too busy focused in. But you want to know what, man? That taught me something. They said if you learn late, teach somebody for that line early. You know, you might not be the one to change the world, but that doesn't mean you might not spark something somebody else to do it. They may change the world. So, hey, shout out to Egg. Shout out to the 1986 Skokie Ruffles. Let me give a shout out to Coach Rodo, Coach Allen, Coach Ron, all of the coaches that helped me back in the day. They helped me get to where I'm at today. And if you don't know, man, I did come here to Lubbock, Texas on a 100% full scholarship. Earned it. How these kids are earning their way out here right now, playing Little League. Little League saved so many lives because when you're that young, you don't really understand, you know, what to look up to. You don't, especially some people, you know, have their own little motives, you know, but when they get out of school and go to practice, like Allen Iverson would say, practice? Oh, man. You know, that's everybody's a star when you're that age. Everybody's a star, but as you grow older, some people get influenced by different things, and other people find out, I don't like football as much. Hey, I'm going to shoot basketball. You know, that's fun, too. You know, a lot of people say, man, you know what, I'm good at math. You know, let me build this computer. You know, so,
thanks, Dad.
Yeah, so, you know, it's, you know, the future lies in our youth right here. Like I say, I would not be here without the youth. Okay, now it looks like they're getting together in the middle of the E. Odessa Vikings has two captains. Looks like they have number 29 and number 33. That means right at the 50-yard line. Now they're shaking hands. Ooh, they got that musical on the party.
Look at number 9 over there, Dan. All
right. We're going to see who dances when they get that first hit. All right. Okay, there goes the coin toss. We're looking to see who's got head to tail. Now the referees are going over the rules. Odessa has decided to kick. So that means the Lubbock Red Raiders will be getting the ball first. Let's see what's going on. See what the Lubbock Red Raiders has in store. One of my favorite things was their kickoff return, baby. Boy, I think back in my days, I maybe only returned one, and I think I was at eight. So yeah, hey, somebody might be able to return one back. And this is the type of league, Texas Youth Football League. If you're not seeing their games on Netflix, I advise you to go ahead and show your kids. Man, you guys, after football today, tomorrow, after you guys get out of church, go ahead and put on there. If you got Netflix, go ahead and get on Netflix. Look up Friday Night Tight. And you'll see those kids go to work. And, man, you'll see what it takes as a parent as well, you know, to put your kids through Little League sports. And you'll see how it is for a coach and how they devote their lives to these little kids, man. And kids need stuff like that because most of the time, parents, we can talk all day to our kids, but, you know, sometimes the outside influence really gets them to. I'm saying, man, my parents are like, all righty. Here we go, the Odessa Vikings is set to kick off. Lubbock Red Raiders. Number 2 is in the back. And his last name is Carr. His dad is the general manager. I actually want to hook you up with his gig. So Let's see what he gonna do. He can tear that phone on Facebook too. So like, he can go. So if he kick the ball to him, he might score. That's a kickoff for the Vikings. There goes the kick. Oh, there goes about 10 yards. Recovered by the 11 Red Raiders. That's number 36. Recovered by number 36 of the 11 Red Raiders. So they will take over on their own 45-yard line. Oh, there's the Vikings. New guy. Purple pants, white top, purple helmets, another Red Raiders. He got black pants, red and black jerseys with black helmets. Looking like the sex Red Raiders. They're out in the shotgun. Two back offense. Three receivers. There goes the snap. He hands it off to number 8. He comes around the right corner. And then he looks like he's going to take that to the house. First play. That touchdown. Another Red Raiders. 15, 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
got some substitutions coming in for the Red Raiders.
Oh,
that was some fake substitutions. Oh, now they're bringing out number 36, who was running back and forth. Oh, they're moving the ball up 5 yards. So now they're going to be on the 44-yard line. Set to take the snap for the Vikings will be number 29. There you go. Number 29 set to take the snap. There he is. He hands it off to number 33. Oh, he's punted. He loses about 2 yards. Another great run of defense. This team feels like a short three. Score on their first offensive play of the drive.
And now that, but you know what they say? It's how you finish. Brings up second and a long 7 for the Vikings. There goes the snap. He hands it off, comes running around here to the left.
Damn.
Got
it up by number 2, Court.
So bring up a 3rd and long for the Vikings. And this group last week was the only group that won last week. And right now they're the only group that's winning this week. There goes the snap.
Oh, he hands it off to the running back. Oh, he makes one dude miss. Oh, but he couldn't make that second dude miss. Tackle made by number 8 by the Lubbock Raiders.
Oh, so there's a Viking number 24 seems to be down, injured on the play. Is he going to shake it off? He shook it off. He's slow to get back to the huddle. Hey, Ryan, these are considered the rookies. For the junior.
That is for the third game.
Third game, yeah, so this is the rookie.
Yeah.
So no longer calling them 8 and 9 year olds. I will be calling them the rookies.
Rookie.
Finish up a 4th and long. Looks like they're going to go for it. Number 29, oh, he's gobbled up quick. Back by number 2. Oh, he seems to be all over the place. He's going to be 1st down. Love it. Red Raiders. One thing about playing on this age, you know, you take pride in not coming off the field. You know, you want to play football. I mean, you want to play offense. You want to play defense. Special teams. Even in high school, too. Because that's how the college coaches are going to recruit some baseball for that. So remember that. Instead of taking the snap for the Lubbock Red Raiders. Oh, that was a hot snap. Oh, it's a fumble recovered by the Vikings. Oh, okay, there's a little adversity. That's the second play. They scored on one play, and then they turned it over on the second play. But adversity just introduces you to who you are. That's exactly what it does. So let's see if this Red Raider defense will come out and get a 3 or 4 and out as they did before. Number 29 for the Vikings in the shotgun. Get ready to take the snap. There goes the handoff. Oh, he's gobbled up fast. Hand it off to number 9 of the Vikings. And the weather out here in Lubbock, Texas right now is magnificent. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It was just storming last night. It was just Lubbock just living up to its weather, you know, bipolar weather. The wind's not too windy out today. All right, it brings up 2nd and long for the Vikings. He set up in a shotgun. running back to his left, fullback to his right. There goes the snap. He hands it out to the fullback. Oh, he thunders for a couple yards. This is going to be third and a long six. Third and long six for the Odessa Vikings. Coming out for the Red Raiders at 22 and number 30. Coming in with number 18. As a little thing, coach, if I'm the Vikings, I would probably try to use the wide side of the field and try to stretch his defense. And that's what he does. He's coming over to the wide side of the field. He makes one little man, he comes it out. Oh, he picks up a good 2 yards. Which is gonna bring four and about five. Four downs. And only five to go. They said to go for it. Playing on the rookie level. There's really no punters. They have to decide they wanted to punt yet. There goes the snap. He comes and brings over to the wide side of the field again. Oh, another great ready to see this. Shut him down. Another great red offense looks to take the field. It comes to defense for the Vikings. I actually got some substitutions going in there. Man, that's crazy how nowadays, you know, you actually got some substitutions. Back in the day, everybody had to play everything. If you was a running back, then you was a safety on defense. If you was on the line on offense, it was more than likely on the defensive line on defense. All right, that'll be Red Raiders. Number 23, getting ready to take the snap. Not before there's a whistle.
Whistle.
We got some substitutions coming. Number 10 is coming out for the Red Raiders. Coming in at number 36. There goes the snap. Oh, we got an offside. Are they going to throw it? Nope. They got another fumble on the snap. Oh, there goes a loss of about six. So that's three plays for the Red Raiders. One, when they got the snap right, they scored a touchdown, but two times. That fumbled the snap, they lost one, and then they just lost this fumbled this one, they got this one back. Brings up second and long. Second and Odessa. Still back in the shotgun is number 23. There goes the snap. Oh, he hands it over to number two. And number two's going around to the left side. Oh, he makes one little cut.
Brings the play back in.
That was number 23. Oh, he said to throw this one. Fighting in the back.
But they trying to show that they can throw it, too. Brings up fourth down.
As a coach, I'm just saying get the first down. I'm not trying to be fancy here.
I'm just trying to get the first down.
There goes the snap. Oh, there goes number 8. Goes around to the right side of the corner. Face one little miss. There he is. Oh, got the picked up a block. There goes another touchdown. Oh, touchdown. The third Raider. So there's a flag on the play. I bet you that's a block in the back.
There's a hole.
They might try to make all the. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Black on the back. It was for Sam.
That was 4-3, man.
Yeah, it was 4-3. So it's going to be 4-3. Bringing that back, going to be 4-18. You want to know what? If I'm the coach, I'm calling the same play to the other side of the field. I'm calling the same play to the other side of the field. And he's going to talk to
can't go from 3-2. Sorry, that was 15 yards.
Yeah.
There goes the snap to number 2. And of course, he takes the snap and make one little miss. But what I say, they ran up the same play. They reverse it. There goes Carr. Takes it in there. For the touchdown. Ooh. With all the red races, they got a small threat. Can I say, Reggie Bush? Can I say, what's the other little thing? That was a Reggie Bush.
It's going to come to me here in a minute.
But that's a there goes another touchdown. Good luck, Red Raiders. The house, I'm saying that Raiders. Watch the house, I'm saying that. Watch the house. There you go. Another Red Raiders going for the 2-point conversion. See if they can make it to Eden. 14-0. There goes the snap. Oh, here's it off to number 8. He comes around the right side of the corner. Makes one, two, miss. Oh, he's doubled up. And there goes the second two-point conversion. It's no good for the number Red Raiders. The score is 12-0
in the first quarter. Yes, based on quarters. Right?
Yeah, we're in the first quarter.
First quarter, we got about a minute 59. We're in the first quarter. We got a minute 59 to go in the first. 4-0. Lovely Grand Raiders are on top. But the Lovely Grand Raiders have fumbled 2 snaps, lost 1 fumble, and got the other one back, which resulted in a touchdown. That's it. They attempted 1 pass, which didn't go too well. But you want to know what? Not how you started, how you finished. They seem to be pretty solid. They have 2 running backs. Go, number 8 and number 2. Number 8 is also the kicker as well. Yeah, number 2 got that speed back on him. And it looks like he can go. He keep working on that speed. He's going to be playing on Saturday.
Hey.
Excuse me. Right.
Just a kickoff on another Red Raiders. Number 10 for the Raiders. There it is. He kicked it off. It goes about 13 yards. Recovered by the Vikings. Looks like it's recovered by number 88. Is that Michael Irvin? Brings up 1st and 10 for the Odessa Vikings. And yeah, this is. You are now tuned in to Swim Radio. This is the type of football league. Lubbock Red Raiders versus the Odessa Vikings. We're here in Lubbock, Kirby. At the Colorado High School, but the weather actually couldn't get no better. I wish it'd be, bro, I wish it'd be as good whenever I don't even know if I'm a real thing. I like real thing.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah.
I got the plan.
We're gonna be real thing. Go to waste, huh? No, that's right. Here we go. 1st and 10 for those Denver Vikings. There goes the snap. Oh, he hits it all. And runs the running back. Oh, the next one just missed, and then he picks up what? That's about 4 yards. So yeah, he's 2nd and 6.
Yeah. There we go.
Let's see. second down and a good five to go. There goes the Vikings. There goes the snap. Hands it off to number 24. Uh-oh.
They get that first two points conversion.
was a run by. Oh, that was a 1 point. Okay, that was a 1 point by number 21.
Which is late there at 19-0.
Raider, y'all hear about that? Raider, power.
No, I like another number 98. Number 98. Yeah, I like that guy right there.
Right. 19-0, love it, Raider, red song. We might have an intercom on how to do it, public Texas. Yeah, there goes 98 getting with it again. Hey, somebody did that.
Somebody signed him up. Yeah.
W. Red Raiders are set to kick off.
That's been touchdown runs by number 8, number 2, number 10 out of Lovey Red Raiders.
Is that the kickoff for number for the Red Raiders? Number 8, there he goes with the kick. Oh, the ball is loose. That feels no good. They're going to have a set.
Oh, the Vikings got at it, man. We just going to fall on the ground.
The Red Raiders say, ooh, yay.
They're not playing. They are not playing the state. Not today. Brings up first and 10 for the Vikings. They're going to have that ball on their own 26-yard line.
Oh, I know that's right.
Vikings set to take it over on their own. Oh. 26-yard line. Quarterback's back in the shotgun.
Oh, he has the ball over here. He's going around over to his left. He makes one dude miss. Oh, he thought he made one dude miss, but he said, get over here.
That's going to bring us 2nd and 9. 2nd and 11. Yeah, I don't know. I lose credit.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
There comes the Vikings getting ready for the snap. There it is. Oh, hot snap. Oh, they tried a little tricky play. Oh, he made one dude miss and was surprised. But looks like we had another Red Raider swarming. Gonna bring up 3rd and long. We got 3rd and long for the Odessa Vikings. Odessa. Purple and white. Oh, they have all the basketball up. Oh, man.
Yeah, Lovey Red Raiders defense come ready to play. They have not gave up the first down yet. Now we have a timeout, Father Viking.
You got me. Come on, baby, show me what you got. Yeah. We got to tell them about Odessa Vikings.
How far is that drive for me? 100 miles? So about an hour and a half or so?
Hour 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they sure they had to drive 100 miles to try to take that L. But they have won on all groups besides one. This is the only group that they're losing. And the score right now is 19-0. We got 6 minutes and 45 seconds to go until half. Here in Lovey, Texas, at Epicado High School.
We were trying to get everybody to come up here by 10. Got free food. when you get find out the game.
Yeah, that's what you
got an almost INT. Yeah. Sit down, is that? I can't see right there. This might be second down.
You got second to 10 for the Vikings. There goes the snap. Oh, he tries to run and make one dude miss. But he can't make the other two miss.
There goes a loss of about two. Plus
a 3rd and 14. 3rd and no devil. Let's see what they're going to do with it. They're going to run a quarterback draw.
Man, if I was that team, coming up in the league, I was on that star team. So, it's
so
it's really, he really run out of play. So he just like, we want to know what? Yeah. Yeah. Vikings up in the shotgun. Oh, he has the ball. Barely. Well, that's a loss of one. That lovely red red defense is swarming out there. I'm going to call them swarm. Back in our tech days, this is what they call our defense back in 2005, 2006. But we had a pretty good defense this year.
You should play with my buddy, Brian
Thompson. Oh, yeah, I'm on Brian Thompson. Oh, okay. So you probably know Tammy, too, huh? Oh, okay. Yeah. That's crazy, man. It's a small world, boy. Yeah, Duncan came in a year after me.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year after I did. Yeah. Oh, look, that was 4 times left. That's warm defense. They're ready defense. They said they came ready to eat today. Looks like we got somebody slow getting up. That's number 2. Carl was slow getting up. Yeah, he done got up. He got up on his own wheel. Mm-hmm. That's what made Reggie Bush so good, because he had that speed. He loses that speed, and I'm almost like, come on, man.
Yeah, championship Cowboys is a speed beat.
Yeah.
You got a faster linebacker than you do a wide receiver.
Yeah.
That linebacker is y'all on y'all.
Oh, okay.
Keeps catching your coach. Yeah.
Oh, man. He was
on the way.
We don't want that. Oh, they're going to stand for the Red Raiders. Oh, they're number 36. Oh, they're going to trick play. Oh, but he fumbled. Oh. They tried it. They caught him, but they got the ball back. They lost about 11 yards, 12 yards. Hey, but it's okay. That's what it's all about, fun. Have some fun. And they're at 25-0, 3 minutes to go in the first half. Why not? Why not? Right. We got second and long. We got second and Amarillo. Oh, there you go. He has it on the number 2. He comes from the left side. Oh, he has the lane. He has the lane. He has the first down. He's leading the board. And now he's into the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Score. Number 2 for the Leather Brand, right? They said it don't matter at this stadium in Amarillo. We got somebody that can run faster than anybody on that team. What's his number 3? He said, we're going to give it to Carl. And he came around the left side of that end, and he said, ooh, chick, boom, touchdown, which makes the score 31 for Steve, bro. Another great record to tell whether to play today.
We have our first rule in check. When there's a 30-point lead, the clock does not stop.
Robbie, y'all heard that? When the clock does not stop, well, the mercy rule is back and eight, and it's in effect, baby. Let that bad boy roll.
Oh, we said on the 7th time by number 23. Oh,
penalty. Yeah, I heard that replay after a 10-yard penalty. Time to try it again. They say,
it's
good. Now they're going to kick back up.
Back to the 12-yard line. 12-yard line.
Boy,
that's
right. I got the rules right
here. Thank you.
Like this, you can do this right to come back. But you can't come right.